Nolte, only 29% want Biden to run for re-election or have Kamala run instead. By John Nolte on July 6, 2022. According to one of America's most accurate pollsters, i.e., not Fox News, only 29% of likely voters want his fraudulency Joe Biden to run for re-election in 2024. Oh, and only 29% want her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris to run in his place in 2024. Meanwhile, 37% want to see former President Donald Trump run again in 2024, which is remarkable when you consider that he, allegedly, lost the 2020 election. A full 59% of those polled say straight up that they do not want to see Biden run again. A majority of 56% say the same about Harris, while 54% say the same about the most popular politician in America. The internals are even worse for Slow Joe. Only a plurality of Democrats, want Hunter's dad to seek re-election. 48% of Democrats say yes to a second term, while 33% say no. It gets worse. Much worse. Only 39% of black voters want Joe to run again, while a majority of 52% say no. Black voters should be the most impenetrable part of Biden's vote, but a majority want someone else. When asked if they want Kamala to run instead of Joe in 2024, a mere 50% of Democrats said yes, while 32% said no. Among black voters, only 47% said yes to Kamala in 2024, while 42% said no. There is some direct context for this in this same poll. A majority of 60% of Republicans want Trump to run in 2024. That's 12 points higher than Democrat support for Joe in 2024 and 10 points higher than Democrat support for Kamala. These Biden/Kamala numbers are even more astonishing when you realize that Joe Biden is the sitting president. Sitting presidents almost always win re-election, which is why sitting presidents are almost always embraced by their own party for re-election. They want to win. These are astonishingly bad numbers for an incumbent president and vice president. But this is what happens when you lose your base, as I have told you Biden eventually would. Biden's losing his base for a whole host of reasons that come down to 1. America's economic collapse and 2. The demoralizing effect on the far left of their glorious losses in the Supreme Court. There's nothing Biden can do about those losses. But the left doesn't care about reality. They just want to kill innocent babies and take our guns. Biden has said he intends to run again, and I believe he will unless his health drastically turns to where even the corporate media can no longer prop him up. With numbers like these, though, the real threat to Biden is a challenge from within his own party. Like Ted Kennedy's run against a weakened Jimmy Carter in 1980. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, has already launched a 2024 campaign for president. He's airing ads in Florida to show Democrat voters he's a fighter and all that. As things worsen in America, we will see more of this. We will also see the corporate media push even harder to force Biden out, which is already happening. So his health might not have to take a drastic turn for the media to mention it. Instead, the media might start telling the truth now about how bad Biden's health, especially his mental health, is. Oh, and after Democrats are wiped out in the November midterms, the recriminations within the Democrat Party will be popcorn-worthy. Enjoy the show. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.